It's no accident that his name is King. B.B. King is musical royalty, one of the great blues artists of his or any other generation. You're about to see why. Not long ago, I caught up with him as he was about to perform in concert. It may have been one of the most important and deeply felt performances of his life. And it began, as they all do, on the road.
B.B. King is in town.
Got him down the corner, just ran the clown. But don't let nobody blame me cheap. I got 50 more that I'm gonna keep. Let the good time roll. Let the good time roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Get together, let the good time roll.
At age 67, B.B. King is on the road more than 300 days a year. Schedule that would exhaust a man half his age. But this man is a king, the king of the blues.
Some people say, B, what are the blues? I don't know. To me, it's like a tonic that's good for whatever ails you.
You know, I've watched you for years. And watching you on stage, your eyes, your mouth, your whole face, I mean, all the facial expressions seem to be part of the music that you play.
I don't know what to say to that. I can tell you this, though. When I'm on stage, I kind of think, I guess, like an actor or an actress would. And I'm there, so it's no more B.B. King at that time. I've forgotten my facial looks, I've forgotten what I look like. In fact, I don't even exist. It's just a guitar and myself in that setting.
The guitar is the most famous guitar in popular music.
My guitar, Lucille.
Lucille is B.B. King's partner, his voice, his muse. For more than 50 years, B.B. King and Lucille have traveled that road that took them out of the Mississippi Delta, crisscrossing this country, playing the blues, and even taking it around the world. Periodically, he takes his music to people who can't come to see him, people in prisons like this one here in Gainesville, Florida.
Chains of love. Tied my heart to you.
B.B. King's been giving free concerts to prisoners since 1971 when he and attorney F. Lee Bailey co-founded an organization called FAIR, which supports improved prison conditions and rehabilitation.
This is it. This is it. The real B.B. King.
Now I'm your prisoner. Tell me, what are you going to do?
But for B.B., this visit is bittersweet because one of the prisoners in the audience is his daughter.
This young person is my heart. This is my daughter, Patty King. Now, out of all the 23 years I've done these facilities, it's the first time I've ever did one with a family member in trouble there.
Hey, this must be difficult for you.
Very, very, very difficult.
And for you, Patty?
Very hard.
How did you end up here?
Making some very wrong choices. Very bad.
Someone really loves you. Guess who? Guess who?
Patty is serving 10 years for drug trafficking. Two of her four children are now in foster care, and this is the first time in years they've seen their grandfather.
Do you feel in some ways, Patty, that you let him down?
Yes, very much. Very much. Because I look at the situation that I've put myself in, not only being here, but it's caused my family to be incarcerated also. It's very painful.
What kind of father do you think you were?
Not the best. Not the best. I love my family. I love my children. And I wish I could have been a better father than I have been in some ways.
The demands of the road made it hard for King to have a life at home. He's been divorced twice.
I've been downhearted, baby. Ever since the day we met.
I've got 15 children scattered about over. They live in different places now. So when I'm near them, whoever I'm near usually come out and see me.
Take your hand out of your pocket, boy, and hug your grandfather. Come on, lay it on.
Baby, how blue can you get?
Coming from a plantation, my family having nothing, I always wanted better for them as well as for myself. And I always wanted things for my children that I couldn't have. And the only way that I found that I could do it was through the music.
And he did it. With successes like his hit recording, The Thrill Is Gone. But for King, the thrill began in the little town of Indianola, Mississippi, where he first met and fell in love with the blues. Music that echoed from the plantations where his ancestors were slaves. Born Riley B. King, his parents separated when he was four, and his mother died a few years later. By the time he was 9 years old, Riley found himself living alone in a shack working on a plantation.
Where you lived in Mississippi in those days was a tough part of the South, black people.
Very much so. In fact, Indianola was the birthplace of the White Citizen Council. We had a lot of people that were very prejudiced.
What kinds of things did you see there?
I saw lynchings, seen people hanging, seen people drugged through the streets. Blues music actually did start because of pain, and especially the black people in the South that started to sing, and a lot of them were singing because of the pain and how they felt.
And when they sang, young Riley B. King was listening. Listening to early masters of the Delta Blues, men like Bucca White and Sonny Boy Williamson. He taught himself to read music from books ordered from a Sears Roebuck catalog. In the winter of 1947, King and Lucille hitched a ride up Route 61 to Memphis, Tennessee, to Beale Street. And if Beale Street could talk, it would speak of a kid nicknamed the Beale Street Blues Boy, later shortened to BB. His first Memphis gig paid $12 a night, every night.
$12 a night. I never heard of that much money in the world before. And she said, I'll give you this job if you want it. And I started trying to count it, you know, Monday.
That's a lot of 12.
A lot of 12.
But the money, a little bit of fame, didn't change the harsh reality of the times.
South was still segregated then.
Oh, yes, very much.
What was the road like for you and the guys in the van?
Facilities of traveling was pretty bad.
Times have changed, and so has BB's bus. The new model is a state-of-the-art, customized, home-on wheels, a picture of his beloved Lucille on the outside, and on the inside, the Beale Street Blues Boy now writes music on a laptop computer.
You ever get tired of the road, dude?
Yes, I get tired. But it's like any other work. You get tired and you get rested, you're ready to go again.
He's ready for tonight's show, but can't quite forget those prisoners he saw this morning. One in particular.
Chains of love. Tied my heart to you.
And it's sort of like the old saying about show business. The show must go on. But when you go on many times, people don't know how you're hurt. So blue.
You ever think that you'll stop doing this? Stop touring, come off the road, retire?
When my arms are folded, and the great one said that's enough. That's the only way.
But for tonight at least, the thrill goes on.